Gorgona from the band Ouzo Power. Singer George Saponidis has traveled the world with his bouzouki, singing folk songs on Chinese television and bearing the torch at two different Olympics. He has been called at times the Chinese Elvis, but this weekend he's back in Ottawa at home with the band Ouzo Power. They're releasing their fourth album. It's called Ouzo Power's Greatest Hits Volume 1. It's a return to the band's Greek roots, and they're celebrating with a concert tomorrow at the NAC's fourth stage. George Saponidis, welcome. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming in.
Χαίρετε καλησπέρα σας, which is Greek for good evening. And because it's the Chinese New Year stew, I will also bid all our Chinese listeners in Mandarin Chinese, 春节, 快乐, 恭喜发财.
Okay, well done. Thank you for reminding me about that. I have to ask about the title of the album. This is called Greatest Hits, but it's actually new songs. What have you done there? Why did you do that?
Ouzo Power Greatest Hits is essentially kind of a humorous, tongue-in-cheek way that we had of thematically tying together the six songs, because we realized 2 years ago when we recorded these at Ross Murray's studio, that each of the six Greek songs seemed to capture a certain genre of rock music. One song sounded like reggae, the other like progressive rock. So we just came up with this tongue-in-cheek, amusing way of tying them all together, pretending that they were hits from our six famous records.
It's like a concept album, but the concept is a greatest hits album, in a way. That's kind
correct.
Of, yeah, is that right? And the liner notes, you do the same thing, because you there's a suggestion in the liner notes of Ouzo Power's Greatest Hits Volume 1 that you were, at different points in a long musical
yes.
career, a Haight Ashbury psychedelic group, like a hair metal group, all of these things, but always with a bouzouki.
That's right. We were kind of pretending in the liner notes that we were part of the cutting edge of a particular genre of rock music at that specific time. All in jest, I kind of like it, you know, and it works on its own, but the music is succinct and real. Yes.
Could you go back and record an album? I mean, really do what has been suggested, but rewrite history in a way and release a bouzouki metal album? You know, could you do that? You think you could. You're looking at me in a way that suggests you think you could.
Well, one of the songs, Bouzouki from Anatolia, it's a two-minute rock, hard metal, non-vocal instrumental, which, well, could we expand and create other songs like that? We probably could. I'm not really inclined.
You're not leaning toward that, no?
A pure hard metal bouzouki album. Not yet. There's a lot more on my plate.
Okay. Well, the album is filled with Greek rebetika music. Can you tell me what rebetika is?
Definitely. I'll first set you the context.
Yeah.
Historically, Greece was occupied by the Turks 400 years, the Ottoman Empire, as we know. Mm. 1821, Greece got its independence. 100 years later, in 1921, the Greek government thought, we'll invade Turkey and try to win back our beloved Constantinople. That's what they did. The Greeks went into Turkey hoping to win back, but it backfired. The Allies did not help the Greeks. The Greek army was routed, thrown out, along with Greeks who had been living in Asia Minor for centuries. That's where my maternal grandmother also lived. So all the Greeks had to leave Turkey, and this created this large overpopulation of Greeks in Greece proper, and this created disastrous living conditions, poverty, etc. And the rebetika music flowered out of that poverty and that misery.
It's a kind of a folk music, in a way.
Yes, it's actually an urban music. It's the music of the urban shanty towns and slums in Greece, and it was born basically out of the jails and hashish dens at that time. So it was an expression of anguish of Greeks who came from Asia Minor who were shunned by their host Greeks.
I see.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, I see. So is it the history? You know, you've taken some time to be careful about understanding the history. Is it the history of the art form or the music itself that most attracts you?
For me, it's the music itself. What really captures me, what really floats my
boat.
Is that basically I come from Asia Minor. Those are my roots. That's fine. But the music itself, it's like black bread versus white bread. There's a guttural ferocity and attitude to the music, which I find really engaging. Mm-hmm. Also because I sing in Greek, and between the verses, I'm playing this heavy bouzouki. So it's a combination of technical playing and vocals, which I really love. And thirdly, songs about pain and anguish are infinitely more compelling than songs of gaiety and happiness.
Well, it can be kind of heavy material, though, for a concert. I mean, it's the sound is heavy, as you pointed out, but the lyrics are uplifting. Is it hard to deliver music with such powerful contrasts?
There is definitely contrast, and there's an innate contradiction, which is wonderful about the Greek rebetika, because although it talks about all these dark themes, it's expressed in this kind of gay, positive, hopeful tone. And the CD and the show tomorrow night are basically a celebration of rebetika music, but set in a Canadian context because of the other musicians and the way that we have engaged each other to express this particular kind of music.
What is the voice of the Canadian context in rebetika music performed in Ottawa in 2011? What's the effect of a Canadian voice added to what you've just described?
One word. Two words. P and M. Pluralistic and multicultural.
Hmm.
And because the Greek society, that when they absorbed all these refugees and immigrants back in 1921, Greece was not pluralistic. Canada, however, is pluralistic, and we tolerate each other's culture. So the show and the CD is an expression of this great country, pluralistic Canada, all these other musicians from different backgrounds coming together to perform this specific genre of music.
Hmm. What will happen tomorrow night? I mean, we've talked about the music, but it's a kind of a full spectrum of sensations. What happens?
It's a mini Greek fest.
Okay, tell me about it.
If you don't want to wait until August for the Greek festival, come to the NAC. Yeah. Because this is like our great big fat Greek wedding concert. There will be four real Georges at one time. Four-piece rock band, myself, bouzouki, vocal, the amazing Ross Murray on drums, Fred Guignon guitar, Joe Hinkey on bass. Chris McLean is an award-winning singer-songwriter in town. Mel Emrabet on oud. I'll be singing a song in Egyptian.
Huh.
In Egyptian, in Arabic, plus one song in Chinese. We're going to have, this is a secret between you and me. There will be two secret Zorba dancers planted in the audience who at two specific times of the evening will jump up with fire in their eye and come up and dance the heavy solo Zebekiko.
I can hardly wait. It sounds fantastic. George, thank you for coming in this afternoon.
My pleasure, Stu. Thank you.
George Saponidis from the band Ouzo Power. Now, their CD release party is at the NAC's Four Stage tomorrow at 7:30. And George has been kind enough to bring in a pair of tickets for the show. We're going to give them away to the first person who can answer a question for us. Not the secret that George just shared with me, but the question is this. We'd like you to name the two Olympics where George Saponidis carried the Olympic torch. If you know which two Olympics, give us a call, 613-288-6487, again, 288-6487, from the album Ouzo Power Greatest Hits, Volume 1, here's the song Tu Paploma.